Yeah.
Like backyard tomatoes and basil, corn is a summer produce staple, and we're coming to the end of its natural season. But as we all know, corn is so ubiquitous in our diet, in processed foods and corn syrup sweetened goodies, that it's never far from our tables all year round. Betty Fussell is a journalist and the author of The Story of Corn. She's here to talk about corn for this week's Last Chance Foods. Welcome to WNYC, Betty.
Thank you, Amy.
So you've written two books about corn, The Story of Corn and Crazy About Corn. Why are you crazy about corn? What got you started with this?
For all the reasons everybody else says, when we think of their two forms of corn, sweet corn, which is what we're thinking of now because it will end with first frost in terms of fresh, wonderful corn, corn on the cob, and the other is popcorn. Americans have always loved corn, and we've always produced, anciently, a lot of it.
Yeah, tell me about corn and its history in North America. It's native to this side of the pond, right?
Not only native to, it is our grain. And anciently, the Olmec, who were the first to cultivate it, the wild grass, the civilizations that developed out of that called themselves the people of corn because it was the metaphor for the entire universe, a sacred plant on which life and death depended.
Well, we can call ourselves the people of corn because we eat so much of it. Corn surrounded by controversy now, the controversy over high fructose corn syrup, genetic engineering, its use in ethanol. What's most on your mind when you think about corn and the problems around it?
It's a paradox because anybody who loves corn on the cob is going to love it passionately. And I think of the people of corn have turned into the people of oil. Corn represents the shift between ancient rural agriculture, which lasted up until the 18th century, and modern industrial agriculture, which we began hugely in the middle of the 19th century, and it came about through corn.
Right, and that link that you're talking about, the people of oil, is the need for corn to be highly fertilized and these fertilizers coming from oil in order to get the enormous yields that we're getting from corn.
It now takes 50 gallons of oil for 140 bushels because you add to that, you increase yield by feeding it fertilizer, synthetic fertilizers, and keeping the corn borers away, keeping the worms away, the pesticides. Okay, so corn is then completely dependent on oil. But more than this, most of the corn crop goes into animals. The cows eat the corn, we eat the cows, we end up eating oil.
You love corn. What personal decisions have you made based on all that you know about the problems with corn?
The fact that I now have a choice of going to the Union Square Green Market for my corn, terrific. There are, the whole green movement has come in the last 15 years in a way that is thrilling. Because 20 years ago, those choices were not there. You know? And organic still had a kind of bad name. And where are the worms? People, why are they still stripping back the husks of fresh corn, violating this perfect package? I saw one sign at the Union Square Market yesterday that said, please don't tear back the husks. I wish this were on all the signs because it is a beautiful wrapper and it contains the moisture, which is what we're looking for.
Well, I won't do that anymore for sure. Now, should I be looking for heirloom varieties? Does heirloom corn even exist?
Not at the Union Square Green Market and perhaps not at most markets unless you, no.
It's so changed, corn.
It's so changed. It's so changed. And this is a rapid change within the last, the last 5 years. Your grandfather would get Country Gentleman, Golden Bantam, Silver Queen. These were true varieties of sweet corn. Since then, it has been engineered for super sweetness. So it's 20 to 30 to 40% sweeter. And that's because we like extremes and we don't hold back. But the trouble with that is that everything begins to taste alike and the variety doesn't make nearly as much difference. And it doesn't even have names anymore. It's just numbers.
Right. Betty, a pleasure talking with you.
You too, Amy. Thank you.
Betty Fussell is the author of The Story of Corn, Crazy About Corn, and she's also written Raising Steaks, The Life and Times of American Beef. very much tied up with corn. To learn more and to get Betty's recipe for creamed corn in chili butter, click on culture at WNYC.org. I also blog about my Last Chance Foods interviews. Check it out under Amy's Food for Thought. This is WNYC.